You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. Hunter Brody, James Seltzer, in for Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson hanging out, reacting to the Phillies taking 2-3. And yet, if it were not for Zach Wheeler yesterday, let's just say Wheeler, you know, pitches 7 one-run innings, and it's just a normal Zach Wheeler start, and they win the game 3-1. I think people are actually more upset this morning than happy, even though they won 2-3.
Yeah, or if even worse here, he throws 8 innings strong,
and they lose the game for him. Yeah.
They don't bring him out for the 9th.
The fact we were even debating it is it going to get a win, or is it? And then Cole Hamels on the broadcast on TV kind of goes, "Well, it's about the team wins." And I'm thinking, you're a pitcher, dude. You want the W selfishly.
And he threw 8 pitches in the 9th inning.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, no. I think it was the right move to...
It's usually in the 9th inning you're like, all right, can he get through the 9th? Maybe you do it to try and get in the ovation, that kind of thing. I genuinely don't think Kirkering or anyone you could have gone to would have been better than Wheeler in the 9th.
I don't think there's
still
any
pumping
chance.
98 like on the black of the plate.
98. Yeah, no, I don't think there was anyone who you're going to who was better in that situation. Let's listen to Topper. He talked about how great Zach Wheeler was in that spot.
Was today about as good as you've ever seen?
Yes. After the 4th, I thought this has a chance to be a no-hitter or perfect game. I really did. And, you know, you get behind Hayes 3-1, I think, and just left a fastball over the middle of the plate, and he put a good swing on it. So he was just dominant. I mean, everything working, control, command, whatever. I mean, it was just everything was great.
Yeah, see, Rob and I, same spot. I was thinking no-hitter, perfect game.
Oh, yeah, you got just baseball, man.
Yeah, baseball.
When I think baseball.
That's right. Yeah.
But did you hear that little shit? Austin Hayes, I think. Whoa. God, there was one hit, and Austin Hayes was
getting... You know exactly what it was. Yeah.
Every time he stepped up to the plate. Listen, I love the boo of Austin Hayes. There were some people go, why are we booing him? Now, part of me goes, I love it, because that's what makes us what we are.
Uh-huh.
The other part goes, he didn't have like a kidney problem.
Yes,
did he not?
Did. Yes.
And we're sitting here booing the guy that had a kidney issue.
I think what people need to understand is they're really booing Dave Dombrowski for bringing Austin Hayes.
Well, I look
here
at it as respect. Yeah. He goes and hits 300 the next year. If he's hitting 188, is he getting booed the same way?
I think if he hits the homer there, he's getting booed either way.
Well, yeah.
Name we know, running around the bases, boo.
Austin Hayes, I think. It was a perfect game, except for that one hit.
He's an opponent now. You can boo him as much as you want.
Yeah. I hate Austin Hayes.
Me too. Yeah, no batting gloves. You can't be good without batting gloves. No, don't Hunter Pence me.
There are some guys who can hit without batting gloves.
In 1963, where's the swag? I mean, it's 2025.
Harper does it sometimes when he's struggling. He'll do the no.
When he's struggling, he goes, let me be like the guys you think.
He'll have no batting gloves by Tuesday.
I can't. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I can't. I'm not going to rip the no batting gloves.
The no batting gloves. Is Joe DeCamera going batting gloves?
It's manly. It's tough.
Oh, please.
It's tough.
Oh, please.
I see no batting gloves. I'm like, that guy's tough.
No, DeCamera's going no batting gloves because he can't hit.
Pick up some dirt and do it old school.
DeCamera's doing double batting gloves. You know, whatever. Yeah. How do we feel about Joe versus Jack, the actual competition part of it. I know that we all, can't stand both of them in this situation with their nonsense. But how are you feeling about as a self-proclaimed, even on the morning show, like know your place and all that, whatever, a self-proclaimed Fritzman here. Mm-hmm. How confident do you feel in Jack's ability to not get inside his own head, like he self-admittedly did in golf? How you feeling as a Fritzman?
Great. This guy just knows how to control his emotions. Okay. He is very polished.
So you're not giving us the real truth.
No, I think what happened is he got hit with a little bit of reality. All right, the golf's tough. You know, it's a mental game. We see the best of the best go out there and unfortunately fold. It's crumbling. But when you get out on the diamond, when it's your sport, you just touch the field, you smell the air, you see the dirt, you put your foot on the bump. Right, you start playing with the mound a little bit, then just instincts takes over, and then you see the camera in there, maybe you throw some high cheese, some chin music, and then you get right into your A game. I feel good about Fritz, the Fritzinator. Some say
the Fritzinator.
The Fritzinator.
No one has.
No one's ever caught him that. No one's ever caught him that. But I will.
Someone wants flyers in 180.
No. As a big fan of Fritz since his high school days.
I mean,
been watching him play for a while now.
So Pete, we've been talking a lot about Bryce Harper today. I know people really got on Bryce for pandering when he first came to Philly.
Oh, this is pandering of the utmost order.
Bryce could take some lessons from our guy Hunter.
Bring the bell book deck out. Yeah.
How many signed copies did you order? 10?
Bring the bell book deck
buy
out,
Buy Jack's
baby.
Book. All right, Rhea Hughes on the polar opposite side of Hunter Brody
absolutely.
In this situation. Obviously, you've been on Joe's side, really his only supporter for a while. Definitely.
Pretty much.
Anthony in Jersey, even Anthony in Jersey.
Yes.
Let's give Anthony credit.
We have some company now.
The wagon is getting a little fuller.
Yes. I welcome all bandwagon people.
Well, I'm
not an anti-bandwagon. I like more people to party.
The Joe wagon needs all the help it can get. So, Rhea, how are you feeling? Again, a shocking victory for Joe in golf.
Oh, I was stunned. And this all that, golf is a mental game. He's a much better. Joe is not even a good golfer.
Oh, no, he's not.
And he's very open about it.
Yeah.
So all that says to me is he got in his head.
He did.
He had gotten into his head weeks before when Jack said, well, I'm not throwing a baseball.
Yeah.
When he had already quit that.
When he quit, yeah.
And then I heard his coach. It was a hat trick for me to, go in Broads' wheelhouse of a guy who just doesn't think he can win.
So you feel very confident going
yes,
into
100%.
Wednesday.
There's
okay.
no way.
I like
You're
that.
Telling because me he's of the rules, bro.
But the rules.
He's just got to get on base four times.
I mean, Jack, the key is that like...
If Jack can't locate in those
right,
first few
exactly,
at-bats,
like,
it's
Joe,
over.
Joe doesn't have to do anything except stand there. Jack has to throw strikes. Like, I do not feel confident that Jack Fritz is going to throw strikes.
If you were coaching Joe, would you just tell him to not swing? Is that his best chance?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, just 100%. Try and draw walks? Yeah.
If swinging
the bat can only hurt him.
If I were coaching Joe, what I would do is I would tape a little piece of Velcro to his shoulder and then tape the Velcro to the bat.
Don't even go up there with the bat. Just stand in the box. Yeah.
To pull it off his shoulder
well,
so he feels
Jack,
that every time.
And you realize 4 or 5 pitches in, the tactic, then you take a deep breath. You just throw it over.
No, but see, as a real baseballman, that's when it's the hardest to throw strikes. When your dad yells, hey, he's not swinging, just you and him having a catch.
All of a sudden,
no one has ever thrown a strike after that.
It's like the tiniest mitt you're trying to throw to in this or your life. You're trying to locate a little pin, It's,
he's
it's
not going to let us down. The Fritzman that we are.
Because
the Fritzman.
Really, he lifted him up in golf,
well,
right?
Well, golf is difficult.
He had the top Fritzman out there, Spike, who has gone so far to the Fritz side that he's like, taking shots at his friends. I thought we were friends. I'm just going to say that. Now I question it. But he had these two biggest Fritzmen right there and crumbled in front of them.
Yeah, but I think what you're not thinking about is the crowd. The crowd that's going to be there.
Oh, I'm actually, I think you have brought up the worst possible thing that could happen for Jack.
I disagree.
The more people there, the worse it. Jack, if it were up to Jack, it would be him and Joe and no one else there.
No, I disagree. As a competitor, you know, once you see that there's so many people there, then.
What competitor is involved in this?
Thousands of people are going to be there.
What do Philadelphians love more in life?
What?
To go after somebody who they don't think is mentally weak or. A field
I mean, Anthony in Jersey is going to be there. He is going to be yelling at Jack nonstop.
You block that out. You block it out. It's just noise. You think Wheeler yesterday was thinking about the people? No, but it just lets you.
I don't think Jack Fritz
in.
Is Zach Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler, Jack Fritz. Here. It's all the same. I'm telling you, Fritz. Hey, is this come on be, now, Ken.
Is this going to be a pro Fritz crowd on Wednesday?
I don't think it'll be a pro Fritz crowd.
Is it a pro Joe crowd?
No, I think it'll be both ways. But I do think, as Joe has said, I do think Anthony in Jersey is worth a lot. Like, he is loud and he is relentless.
Well, then I'm going to have to kick him out. I'm getting the ushers.
Oh,
this guy over here is being a problem.
That's right.
Get him out of here.
Loud mouth, you're going to kick out somebody for being a loud mouth.
If it's disrespect, I'm going to have to be Nick Castellanos. See, if someone's saying something to my guy, Stotty. I'm going to have to start barking at the people who paid premium for the tickets above the dugout.
Your kid's 18 months old. You're already preparing to be that little league dad.
No.
I see it.
No, I had the I had to deal with that. It was my mother. I love her, but she was the mom.
Really? She was that one?
Well, she was, for me, just on me personally, Yeah, I drove 6 hours to Boston. You took a 10-minute penalty. I didn't pay all this money. Blah, blah, blah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Here I am in the back seat, like minus two. I let up two goals as a defenseman. I'm like, oh, damn it. So I can't do that.
This is great. Kind of feel for your mom there in that perspective.
What?
Driving 6 hours to watch your kid get a
maybe don't take a penalty,
I'd
bro.
Be like, idiot. Yeah. I drove 6 hours out of my life for you.
If you can't tell, I'm a man of the team. All right? And my team, you don't hit my goalie.
Yeah.
You hit my goalie, here comes Browns, the enforcer. You shut up. You don't touch my goalie.
I like if you're not watching on the YouTube, you didn't get to see that. But we in the studio got to see, like, Bros just went somewhere else there for a minute.
His eyes got
like
weird.
That. Yeah, that was like you really got into that.
I was back on the ice.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, you were living on the ice there. You just
don't touch my goalie.
You left us for a moment.
See what I'm saying? See, the crowd, when you just get into the rhythm when there's the crowd. You guys, crowd watching that. Same with Jack Fritz.
So I think
Wednesday.
Broach the enforcer just gave the other team a power play goal.
Yeah.
Hold on. Why couldn't we kill the power play off?
And poor Broach's mom has to drive 6 hours to watch it.
The glory day, some would say.
215-592-9494. If you want to chime in on Jack versus Joe, we will absolutely take those calls. As it turns out that we have Jack Fritz's spokesman in the studio, which is good. I think if Jack could channel some of that Broad's competitiveness, that'd be a good thing for Jack.
I got him. Don't worry.
You're going to prop him up?
Yep.
Lift him up. All right, that's what he needs. 215-592-9494, of course, talking Phils as well. Let's go back to phones. Let's talk to Andy in Deptford. Andy!
Morning, team. We live. We hot.
What's up, Andy?
Yo, I'm over here in South Jersey, man. I smell that Philly trash, man. Come on, Mayor. All the shot callers in the city. But this is the founding place of our country's independence, and they can't even get the damn trash picked up? Like, what an embarrassment. Like, oh, what a joke. Come on, man. Get it together.
Thanks, Andy. Look,
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't.
Of us, like James and I, who live here.
Yeah, I live here. So try to. Yeah, I would love the trash to be picked up. I don't know what to do, is my issue. Rhea, I don't know if you're going with this too, because, like, there are these huge piles of trash in the street. Like, we have one right near our house. You know, there people are piling up, and I get that, but, like, I don't want to, like, contribute or add to that. Like, but it's piling up in the back of my house, like in my back, yeah, like little area I have. So it's like, I don't know what to do. I'm actually really like starting to be like, I talked about my daughter had a sleepover this weekend. My buddy lives out in the burbs, like the Yardley area. I almost asked if I could bring my trash to his house to get like picked
you
up. I almost did. I actually regretted it when I didn't, you know, but it's a weird thing. Hey, can I bring my trash to your house? A weird ass.
Well, James, here's the deal. You're a taxpayer in a major city like Philadelphia. There's no way that you should be having to ride around with trash in your car to get rid of it. Come on, Mayor. Get it right. It's an embarrassment.
What do you got in sports, Ann?
Let's hop on this Harper situation. You know, I look at with Embiid and the Sixers. I mean, we all know that's a complete failure. Superstar that ain't won a thing in this city, right?
I don't know if Rhea knows, but we know.
I'm starting to think and hope that...
Go ahead, Andy.
That Harper doesn't get in the same category. You know, I mean, he's on the wrong side of 30.
So I think he's already done more than Embiid did. Like, yeah.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. We didn't sign a 13-year contract, highest paid player when it was signed. Wait, let me finish. But to not win a championship.
Look, like, Andy, I get it, but it's first of all, it's a different sport. In basketball, you're one of five guys on the court. You can have a much, 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 much bigger impact on wins and losses than any one player in baseball.
Bryce has actually had, I mean, as much as he can, clutch after clutch.
He's been amazing in the playoffs, and
moments.
He did get them to the World Series, Andy. He's gotten them to the NLCS. Those are both rounds twice. He's gone further than Embiid has ever gone. And then on top of that, like with Bryce, we know that he tries. We know that Bryce wants to win. We know that Bryce is doing. Yeah, he's doing everything he can. His body just fails him at times. I get the parallel can be made. I just don't think it's a fair parallel to make.
I hear all that, but in sports, one thing crosses over, right? Whether it's basketball, football, baseball, hockey, one thing crosses over, and with superstars, your legacy is somewhat determined by it. And that's championship.
I don't disagree.
I think in baseball, just because of the nature of what it takes to win, there's so many. What if you have a bad closer and you're elite at the plate?
Barry Bonds is the best baseball player I've ever seen, period. I mean, other than Ohtani now. He never won. Like, it's what... Andy, I get what you're saying, and I generally agree that championships matter in a big way in terms of legacies and stuff. But and you can rip Bryce for not winning. I think, you know, I don't think it's his fault per se, but you can't compare him to Embiid. Like, that's where you lose it. I think you're going too far.
You made a point, Mike Trout, greatest to never win, but that was Mike Trout's decision. He chose to stay there on a crappy team.
Yeah, and Bryce chose to try and win, and he's playing, and he, like, again, I think the difference in the comparison is what Bryce, the effort and the want to and all this stuff that Bryce puts in that Embiid has not. Like, that's the difference between the two guys.
All right, I got you, but a 1-2 on a guy that's 32 that wanted an extension where his best years have passed him. Bryce Harper being a superstar, top 10 player in baseball, those days are over.
They probably are,
but there are teams, Andy, that have won without Bryce Harper. It's like Bryce Harper at superstardom, right? Like when the Nationals won, when the Braves won. Like there are teams that win. The Texas Rangers,
the Giants won three in five years with Buster Posey as their best player.
They do without Bryce Harper's all the time. So it's not as if we can't
baseball's
win.
Baseball's just different, man.
Brody, you think this team has really got a shot?
No,
Hold on.
Because
what are we talking about?
I don't think they do.
They definitely have a chance to win a World Series. What are we talking about? Of course they have a chance to win a World Series.
I think that they're extremely flawed with their bullpen, and I think they're flawed with not having enough outfield hitting and all that. So to your point, or to our point, Bryce Harper can only do so much when you don't have outfielders that can hit, when you need right-handed pop, when you need four new bullpen pieces, when you need all this stuff. It's hard for Bryce Harper to win a championship because the roster's so flawed.
I feel all that. I feel all that. You're right. The bullpen stinks. The outfield has been suspect for maybe like 3, 4, or 5 years. But you know what? You're not winning anything without him being a superstar, and he's not a superstar anymore. To do it for Chuck for Mount Airy, them days are over.
Well, it might be. He might not be as good as he used to be. That's possible, but he's been great here, and he's been better than Embiid. What else he got, Andy?
I mean, better than Embiid. Okay,
what else? What else? We got it. What else?
What else as far as what? With my question of the day?
What you got? You said you wanted to talk Eagles here. I was wondering if you had an Eagles point.
Oh, as far as the Eagles go, I guess what we lost a lot of pieces defensively, right? In a league that's predicated on pass. You know, our pass rush, but I guess what concerns me a little bit more is we got Reed Blankenship, decent safety. You know, I think we kind of project him a little bit higher than what he is. But now we got a rookie that's going to be playing next to him possibly. I don't know. That's a little bit concerning.
Yeah, I get it. Look, I mean, Hugh Douglas made a great point and continues to, and I think that we don't think about it enough. Last year, heading into the season, they had 7 new starters on defense. 7. And it ended up being the best Eagles defense we've ever seen. So, like, I feel you, but I do think that with the high-end talent they have, with Carter, with what Quinion and Cooper have showed, what Zach Bond showed, and with Vic Fangio there, like, I get it. I'm not saying I'm, like, set on certain positions, but I'm not super concerned. I do think that they'll be able to figure it out defensively.
We'll see what happens.
What do you got for an answer? What makes you feel old?
What makes me feel old? Well, you know, it's graduation season, and a lot of kids graduating I've seen when they were babies, and now they're graduating high school.
That's a good answer. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I noticed that with my wife's family. When I first met her, you know, her goddaughter, just born, this and that, she came over yesterday to hang out with my daughter, and, you know, 13, 14, they're getting up there in age or getting ready for high school. I'm going, No, it's getting weird. Now you guys are real humans.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually talking to you about human adult things.
I mean, I'm sure, Rhea, you've seen that, obviously, with Clark, but with Clark's friends, too. I mean, you know.
No, it's weird. Like, you do talk to them now, and, like, about real things.
Right.
Like,
right.
Wow, this is kind of, like, I was telling him when he was younger, I lied to him all the time.
Kidding me?
You just lie all the time.
Yeah, like, Zoe still can't tell time. It's like, 30 minutes till bedtime. That could be however long I want it
to be.
Like, whatever, 5 minutes. Well, that was a quick 30 minutes. Just looking at the clock.
I mean, and you can't do it anymore, so it's kind of funny now.
Yeah.
Because I think I said something to him, and he goes, Ma, I'm, you know,
only
16.
Yeah.
Next
thing you know, they're watching Love Island, you know?
Attaboy, Clark. Hey,
now. I the last few years, like, even when I see kids who are, like, 17, 18, I'm like, you look so young to me. They didn't look used to look that young to me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.